Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Dog Days number 26, an audio boo from me to you. And I guess we'll call this one Everybody's Come to Town. I'm booked a flight and was looking into a hotel for an upcoming trip I'm going to take to Toronto. Originally, I thought I was going to Boston, but this company also has offices in Toronto, and so I ended up, glad I asked before I booked the plane ticket, I needed to fly to Toronto instead. Going to be there just for a couple of days. Flying to Canada is an interesting thing, though, because, you know, they act like it's a whole different country up there, but it's not the easiest place to get in and out of, the equivalent, you know, but really the equivalent flights and things like that. It's not the flying part. It's the dealing with the people, you know, at the border crossing kinds of things that are right there in the airport, right? It'd be funny if you had to do the border crossing as you're flying over. Anyway, so I had booked the flight, and I had sent an email up to a person at the hotel that's about a block and a half away from the customer site that I need to go to. It's a Marriott property. I tend to have collected a lot of Marriott property points through the years. If there was a more convenient or better option, I would usually stay in a Marriott hotel. And in this case, it's a great option because it's a block and a half away and we have negotiated a rate. I don't know whether it's DST that's negotiated that or that it is this company that I'm going to visit that has negotiated this rate. But one way or another, we got a rate that is a very good price for a hotel room in downtown Toronto. Come to find out, though, from the very nice lady who I sent the email about needing, you know, these on certain days, that's the week of the International Film Festival, and all of a sudden, the hotel rooms are all sold out. And likewise, in any other hotels that are anywhere near downtown, they're also much more expensive. I have encountered this several times, especially going to places on the East Coast that do tend to have large conventions or other types of festivals such as this, and all of a sudden the same hotel room that last month was maybe costing you $200 now costs you $500 a night, and it's the same hotel room. It's kind of interesting. It's the opposite of what the Priceline and other negotiator, you know, kind of sites have discovered. You know, if it's an empty hotel room, they might as well let you stay in it for a reduced price, because if it's an empty hotel room, then they're not going to make any money off it at all, right? It is a use it or lose it kind of commodity, if you will, in terms of an empty hotel room doesn't do them any good. Likewise, an empty plane ticket, an empty seat on the plane. If the plane has empty seats, they might as well sell it to you for a discounted price. And the opposite, though, does quite often happen, especially when you want to stay at hotels that are anywhere near the convention center, which it happens to be that my client sites in Boston were near both the old convention center, and now I have, in fact, this client's office building I thought I was flying to in Boston is a block away from the new convention center. Plus, there's twice as many, convention centers, and the new one's way bigger than the old one, so there's even more hotel rooms necessary. So you've got two conventions that can be going on simultaneously in Boston, which really jacks up the prices. This happened to me a couple of years ago when we were moving my daughter and future son-in-law up to Montana. We had gone up on a previous trip, and we'd stayed in Rapid City, South Dakota, which is almost exactly halfway between Kansas City and Missoula, Montana, where they were going to move to. Came time to book the hotel for when we were going to load up a truck and drive up their cars and drive one extra car so that his parents and my wife and I could drive back. And all of a sudden, the same hotel room in a courtyard was costing me $300 when it had been a $100-some-odd hotel room and closer to $100 than $200. Just a couple months before. That was the week of Sturgis, which is the large motorcycle conclave up there in the Dakotas. I told the lady on the phone, you know, I've stayed in $300 hotel rooms and none of them are